And look at Deuteronomy 23, look at verse 12. Thou shalt have a place also without the camp, whither thou shalt go forth abroad. And thou shalt have a paddle upon thy weapon, and it shall be, when thou wilt ease thyself abroad, thou shalt dig therewith, and shalt turn back and cover that which cometh from thee. For the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp to deliver thee, and to give up thine enemies before thee. Therefore shall thy camp be holy, that he see no unclean thing in thee, and turn away from thee. You know what this tells me? This tells me that the Lord is not willing to walk up and down San Francisco streets today. Why? Because they're literally defecating in the streets of San Francisco. They're defecating in all these liberal hellholes that hate God. They hate the Word of God. And look, homeless people, are they clean in their person? Nope. Are they clean in their possessions? Nope. And then guess where they're also not clean? In public. Watch the documentary called San Francisco, or San Francisco, or whatever. If, don't watch it if you have a queasy stomach or you're nauseous, though. It's horrifying. He literally has this one scene where this guy, he brought a dead raccoon into a McDonald's. This is like YouTube video. This guy brings a dead raccoon into a McDonald's and he's just laying there on the table, this just rotting, dead corpse. And this guy's like screaming at him. He's like, why would you bring a raccoon? He's using colorful language, just warning, okay? But he's just like, why would you bring a raccoon into McDonald's? It's disgusting. It's filthy. Why? Because they hate God. That's why. Because they reject God's commandments. And you know what? They're a filthy hellhole. You know, it's not just San Francisco, my friend. Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon. They estimate 3,300 gallons of human waste are basically happening to be taken out of the city every year. 3,300 gallons. Someone's having to do this stuff. And you know, if you study history, which is racist now, but if you study history, arithmetic, writing, reading, these all things are racist, right? Science. The bubonic plague and Black Death, you want to know why they theorize one was the biggest contributors to that? Dead animals in the streets. Dead animals and feces in the streets. And look, those types of standards. And they say, well, now that we have vaccines. Look, you can vax everybody in San Francisco and the dead animals and the filthy feces everywhere is going to contaminate people. I don't care what you jack into your arm, what toxins or evil that you're putting. Look, you're just doubly killing yourself with that junk. That's a different sermon, okay? But look, there was a video someone put. They're going into Safeway, the grocery store, and defecating in the aisles of the grocery store. Don't you? Isn't that where you want to live? Isn't that where you? What a great place when you're walking up and down looking for cereal, and then you find something else in the aisle. And look, don't pick it up. Don't touch it. Have nothing to do with it. The Bible told us that too. Go to Leviticus chapter number 5. Go to Leviticus chapter number 5. Look, they need to read the Bible, and they need to get rid of this stuff. And you say, well, how do I get rid of homeless people, Pastor Shelley? You could get rid of every homeless person in San Francisco in less than a month. All of them. You say, how? Stop feeding them. Look, no one's going to go more than 30 days without food. If you just stop feeding them, you stop giving them handouts, stop giving them money, tell them no, say, get a job, you lazy jerk. Yeah. And hey, here's a paddle. Dig up some earth and then bury it, okay? Quit going defecating on my streets, you jerk. You lazy loser. Say, that's mean. No, it's actually the only thing that will help those people. Right. Right. Leviticus chapter 5, look at verse 2. Or if a soul touch any unclean thing, whether it be a carcass of an unclean beast, or a carcass of an unclean cattle, or the carcass of unclean creeping things, and if it be hidden from him, he also shall be unclean and guilty. The Bible says you touch something that's dead, you're gross. And you know how you change that? Wash your hands, okay? And again, there's plenty of places in the Bible where washing is a biblical commandment, it's a biblical precedent. So don't take the New Testament and run with this weird idea that you don't have to wash your hands ever. If you touch a dead animal, wash your hands, maybe twice.